I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on October 16th, 2019. Google has thrown WireGuard out of the Play Store. The company refused to accept the latest version and completely delisted the app from the Play Store after the developer added a new in-app donation feature to the popular VPN software. With the change apparently being in breach of Google's payments policy, WireGuard has now removed the donation feature and is waiting to see if the company reconsiders. The news comes just less than a week after AndOTP was axed from the Play Store for exactly the same reason. While both apps battle to regain their listed status, they can still be downloaded from F-Droid. Palo Alto Networks threat intelligence team has exposed a new cryptojacking Docker worm. The Monero mining worm spreads via an unsecure instance of Docker Engine's Community Edition. The worm alternates between mining and attempting to spread itself to new hosts. And whilst it's relatively unsophisticated, the Palo Alto team warns that a more effective worm using similar tactics could pose a serious threat in the future. Mozilla has unveiled a couple of upcoming changes to Firefox. Starting with version 70 of the browser, Firefox will follow Chrome's lead and no longer show the extended validation details for certificates in its URL bar. In place of an organization's name, going forward, there will only be a simple padlock icon to let you know whether a site is secure or not, with all the additional information hidden behind it. And Mozilla has also warned developers of search engine add-ons that since they're deprecating Firefox's use of OpenSearch, they only have until early December to switch their code over to a new API. When that change happens, current search engine add-ons will cease functioning, and users will have to explicitly reinstall any that they use. OwnCloud 10.3 has been released. Whilst the recent version of competitor Nextcloud majored on new enterprise features, OwnCloud's latest point release seems far more modest in its ambitions. With minor improvements to both OAuth handling and the UI for setting up sharing privileges, the only really big-ticket items in this release are the new media viewer and the addition of support for PHP 7.3. Together with the news of the imminent removal of support for version 7. And finally today, Microsoft has called it a day after porting 120,000 APIs over to .NET Core. Microsoft has decided that providing the open source .NET Core with around 80% of the API coverage of the entire .NET framework ought to be sufficient to enable any modern app to operate, and has drawn a line under porting any further APIs. However, the company is considering releasing more of the .NET framework under an MIT license on GitHub. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/28. Wes will be in tomorrow.